the Property Nomads podcast, travel. I've had a few people ask what hasta luego means, or hasta luego means. It means see you later, in effect. I keep putting that at the end of the podcast. So yeah, hasta luego means see you later. See you next episode. Goodbye, those sorts of things. Hopefully that answers that question. So we were in Punta del Diablo. We'd arrived at Punta del Diablo. It was a nice, quiet place. It was winter time. Wasn't that busy. Could definitely see why and how that place would be incredibly busy in their summertime, without a shadow of a doubt. Turned up, dropped the bags off, went for a nice long walk. It was windy. It was, you know, picturesque, big boulders everywhere. Jumping up and down on boulders and trying to traverse rock formations in flip-flops. Highly recommend not doing that. Do wear sensible footwear if you're doing anything like that. It will make life a hell of a lot easier, to say the least. We'd gone for a couple of walks around the village, as we'll call it, and even though we did have a laugh about this, even though there's about 20 houses or so in the village, we still ended up getting lost and not being able to find the hostel for about half an hour, much to our amusement. We'd taken a wrong turn somewhere. Again, it's not like it's the most ridiculously built up area in the world. So still managed to lose our way, getting back to the hostel one of the times. But we'd also got into the habit of making relatively quick decisions. When you turn up to a place, you can kind of get a feel for a place straight away. And once we turned up, we got off the bus initially and walked to the hotel or the hostel. We kind of knew that, you know, one evening there would be enough. We could go for a nice long walk, have a nice evening at the hostel, and we knew we can get the bus the following day about 11 o'clock or so down to Punta del Este, which is like the South American playground, as we later found out. But the key thing that happened in Punta del Diablo, and this was touched upon in the Brazil episode, I was jumping ahead of myself talking about visiting islands in Rio. When we were having breakfast the following morning, this dulce de leche, which we've mentioned before, someone put it in their coffee. And I couldn't quite believe what I was seeing. I mean, I was loving that stuff. You know, bread and dulce de leche is the ultimate lunch, as far as I'm concerned, when I was out there. Someone had cut on a big spoonful and had put it in their coffee. I think my jaw hit the floor when I saw that. And I remember saying to the person in the hostel, is that a normal thing to do in Uruguay? And the answer was yes. So you get your black coffee, get your dulce de leche, mix the dulce de leche in the coffee, and whoo, man. Yeah, I kid you not, that was scrumptious. Great way to start the day. Coffee with some dulce de leche and then some bread with dulce de leche. Basically anything that's dulce de leche. Punta del Diablo had come and gone. We plodded along to Punta del Este. Weren't really sure what to expect. We'd read good things about it. A couple of people that we met that had been there said it was really good. And in the mindset, as we were all the trip, how cheap can we make things? I figured out that, you know, we both enjoy walking anyway. So, you know, the longer the walks we can go on, the better. We'd read about a couple of things that we saw. That you could go and see. A couple of walks you could do. One was getting a bus all the way up to Punta Baena, which is on a bay. I'm trying to appreciate it's a podcast, but if you think about it, Punta del Este, it's at the bottom of a peninsula. Maybe it's a bit like Weymouth to an extent, geographically. You're at the bottom of a peninsula. You then got a road that goes to a smaller island to the south of it. But if you head north, you've got, you know, you've got a coast and you've got a bay to the left, and then you've got one to the right-hand side. So it kind of creates, it sits at the bottom of a V, if you can imagine that. That's why I say it's similar to Weymouth. So we knew that we could get a bus to Punta Baena, which was on the west side. Again, relying on public transport, there was one bus a day apparently that stopped off at Punta Baena. And we knew that by going there, we could visit the lighthouse at Punta Baena, visit all the different buildings up there, the Museo Casa Pueblo as well. It basically, in a nutshell, Museo Casa Pueblo, which is on the point of Punta Baena, it kind of looks like it was designed by Gaudi, and it looked like Santorini as well. Just these whitewashed buildings, hugging the cliffs, overlooking the rocky shores below, people selling their arts and crafts. It was an incredible sight, an absolutely incredible sight. And we knew that by doing that, that we'd set ourselves up for about a 15, 16 kilometre walk back into the hostel. So brilliant. We'd left in the morning. We'd had a good walk around Punta Baena. Again, hadn't learnt our lessons. We're in flip-flops. The weather was good and going up and down rock formations and flip-flops. Don't recommend it. We'd had a look round, enjoyed the sights, and we headed down to the beach. The Playa Las Grutas. We headed down to the beach. That's a relatively simple walk back. You can see Punta del Este in the background. So you know where you're going. You've got the water to one side. After a while, you had the main road to the other side. It's a very, very simple walk. We're about a kilometre into it. And we see these people start congregating on the beach, which is a bit weird. People were literally coming out of their homes and flooding onto the beach. So this is a bit strange. Had a look to the right. Couldn't see anything. Kept on walking. A few more people have come out of their homes. So we stopped and we had a look, and out of nowhere, maybe about 20, 30 metres away from shore, possibly even closer, this ginormous creature has just sort of gone up and gone back down into the water. We're looking at each other. Well, this is a bit strange. Well, what the hell was that? No idea what it was. Absolutely no idea. And it happened again. Things come up and it's come down again. Fucking hell. This is impressive. I have no idea what it is. No idea what it is. We figured out after a few times that it was a whale. No idea what sort of whale it was, but it was a whale. Oh, man, this is awesome. You know, yeah, okay, we've been to aquariums before and we've seen this, but yeah, this is amazing. Massive whale in its natural habitat, what we thought was its natural habitat. It's a massive, and it's just up and down, up and down, up and down near the shoreline. Absolutely ridiculous. It's incredible. Lost for words. We're incredibly excited by this. See this whale bobbing up and down. Happy as a pig in shit. It's up and down. It's incredible. There's two things to this. Number one, if your grasp of Spanish is any good, you'd probably be laughing right now because you'd know that Baena is whale in Spanish. We hadn't caught on to this at the time, so we were clueless. We had no idea. We later found this out back at the hostel. Now, if you go to a place called Whale Point, chances are you're probably going to see whales. We hadn't put two and two together at all. And secondly, it goes with the name Whale Point. But yes, this was a perfect natural habitat for these particular types of whales, which are called southern right whales, just for your information. So again, this is all new to us at the time. We had no idea, didn't recognise the place name or didn't know what the word was in English. Weren't expecting to see whales, and it was just a brilliant experience. First time you see a whale in their natural habitat, lovely. So amazed by this, we were, you know, walking along the beach, pretty much with the whale. You know, the whale was heading eastwards, we were heading eastwards. You could see the sun starting to slowly go down. You could see that the shadows of the buildings start to creep in. It had all these sand dunes that you could walk up and down. We got to about halfway. And there was a point where I think we both realised that maybe it might be easier to get a bus. We're both in flip-flops. It's a long walk. We're starting to hurt a little bit. But then we realised where we were. We said, look, we're in Uruguay. We know that if we go to a supermarket, you know, the hostel's got cooking facilities. We'll have a reward system. We walk all the way back to the hostel. What we'll do, we'll go to the supermarket. We'll get a big, massive steak. We'll get some vegetables or whatever on the side. We'll have steak and vegetables. And that's our reward. So we cracked on. Julie, we ended up in the hostel after a few hours. Big, big, massive steak. Best part about it was incredibly tasty and it cost about £2. Beautiful. Loads of vegetables as well. And, you know, put our feet up for the evening because we were absolutely cream crackered. But it was a really good experience heading from Punta Baena all the way back to the hostel. Just hugging the bay. You've not got a care in the world. Not a lot's going on. You're enjoying the sights. You're enjoying the sounds. You're not worrying or thinking about anything back at home as such. Eating it pristine. Marvellous day. Now, no sooner had we kicked our shoes off for the evening, we thought it'd be a nice place to stay for an extra day or two. You could tell it's South America's playground. Where it's made up, as in, you know, high-rise buildings, very flashy. You could tell there's serious money there. You could tell there's serious money. But we did stupidly say, seemed like a good idea at the time. And what if we went the other way? What if we ended up going to a place called La Barra, which, again, was on the east side of that V shape? Remember, we're talking about a place that's at the bottom of a V. We've just been westwards, so we're now going to go eastwards. And we're going to walk again. So the following day, feet were hurting a little bit, but no rest for the wicked. And we got up. We headed around and up to La Barra. And this was a different experience, because rather than Punta Baena, we had got a bus to Punta Baena and then walked back. We're going to do the opposite here. We were going to walk up to La Barra and then hope and pray that there's some form of public transport to get us back. Again, not really planned, but, you know, we figured there's got to be a bus. So we set off and we were walking through the back streets of Punta del Este. Walked up, we ended up going through all these random parks, all the really wealthy suburbs as well. We were the only ones pretty much on the road. Ended up in the Parque Infantil El Hagel. Excuse my Spanish pronunciation. Ended up in Parque El Hagel as well. Just walking through the fields, walking around the roads. Again, quite a decent day out. Long walking, long walks, knackers you out, happy days. And we got to the Puente de La Barra, the bridge over to La Barra. And we started walking across the bridge, and we hadn't seen a bus. We've seen bus stops and bits and bobs. We hadn't actually seen a bus. And we saw a bus go over but it was going to some far distance place. So thought, well, we're not coming back on that. Across the bridge, went to get a snack at the cafe. Kept walking, and it was just getting to the stage where, you know, we hit the beach for a little bit and we're pretty damn tired. We're looking at it again. You can see Punta del Este in the background, getting on late in the afternoon, and we're thinking, well, we haven't seen a bus, don't really want to get a taxi, because, you know, don't want to, you know, get a taxi. So if we're going to walk back, we've got to start walking back now, and it's going to be a long day. And as we were doing that, we saw a bus go around the corner. It was heading in the opposite direction, but it said La Barra. So we just kind of looked at each other. It's like, you know, do your gesture to the man upstairs and go, you know, thank for that. You know, there's a bus. This is brilliant. It's going to save us a lot of time. It's going to save some energy as well. And we kind of assumed that because it said La Barra, it would be hanging around somewhere. And then surely it would come back, and surely it would go to Punta del Este, surely. So we got to the bus stop on the other side of the road, and we waited a bit more, getting a bit concerned, because we've seen the bus go the other way. It said La Barra, which is where we were, and we were at the bus stop on the right side of the road. And as is Paraguay, what happened in Paraguay, it got a bit quiet, and then you can hear this rumble of this engine. You know, it's diesel engine, sounds like it's got issues. You can hear the rumble of it coming towards us. So we knew the bus was there. I think it was a number 26 from memory. Stuck the hand out, got on, and said to the driver, Punta del Este. He was like, see. And he's like, however many pesos it was. Got on the bus. And the great thing about the bus was, where we'd gone to La Barra, we hadn't actually walked across along the coastline. We'd gone inland, gone up to the top, turned right, and gone over that way. But the bus followed Ruta 10, so Route 10, and it went all the way down the coastline for us, so, which is brilliant. So you're watching the sunset on the western side of Punta del Este from the bus, and it was just remarkable, absolutely remarkable how that worked out. Not planned. So we'd pretty much done everything we needed to there in Punta del Este. So that was a really good laugh. And it dropped us off at the, I think it's called Lo Mano del Playa or something like that. In effect, there's a big sculpture in Punta del Este at the beach, and it's the hand of the beach, I think it's called, and it's massive. You'll see the photos on Instagram, check us out. You'll see the photos on the Instagram, a massive hand sticking out of the beach, a massive sculpture. So we played around with that, sat around with that, took a few photos, walked back to the hostel. We'd had a good few days in Punta del Este. The third day, I think we were there for three nights maybe. We just hung around most of the day, chilled out, a few beers, saw a couple of you know, went for a walk around the point at the bottom, and that was about it. Figured out the next plan, which would be to head over to the capital city, Montevideo. And that's where we're gonna pick up the story. We are gonna fast forward to Montevideo. What would the capital of Uruguay be like? How would we get across to Buenos Aires? And what could we find to do in the rest of Uruguay? We're having a good time enjoying Uruguay as a country, but what did the capital city have to offer? You'll find out next week. Hasta luego.